When the destroys
anything less.
Yo, hello there, friends, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers, everybody. Welcome to the Brave New World Order podcast, straight out the dungeons of podcasting. I am Brandon Saint One. In this episode, we are going to talk about the hearings that the country of Mexico held in their Congress this week about UFOs and UAPs. It got pretty wild. They actually brought out two boxes that contained the bodies of these aliens. Mexico definitely wins the award for the best UAP UFO hearing of this year so far, because they blew the United States hearings out of the water. But of course, as with anything, there's a lot of division. A lot of people call them bullshit, and a lot of people that are involved with what they call UFO Twitter are not happy right now. They think that this sets them back. They think it makes a mockery out of their attempts to get full disclosure. But I ain't mad. I'm not part of any of that. I'm just me, and I want to talk about it because actually there is a website called thealienproject.com, and it is about these specimens that they actually willed in this week. And I was going to dive into it eventually, possibly for an episode of the Brave New World Order. And this gives me a great opportunity to do so. So we're going to dive into all the information that is on the Alien Project website about these beings that were discovered back in 2015 or so. We'll get into all that. We'll get into the story, how they were found, and we'll get into some of the people who claim that this is all just a hoax and some of the evidence that they provide about such things. So let's swan dive headfirst into the abyss. Fire walk with me on this journey. Thank you all so much. Let's dive in. We are going to start right here on the main page of the website, which is www.the-alien-project.com. And what it says here is, welcome to the official website dedicated to the study of the now famous case of the Nazca three-fingered mummies, discovered in 2015 by a Peruvian Huaqueros group, which is a group of pre-Columbian treasure hunters, in a still unknown place, located somewhere on the south coast of Peru, north of the small town of Nazca. And that is one of the reasons why people are skeptical, because the place is still unknown. It hasn't been disclosed exactly where these beings were found. Just like everything, the waters are muddied, and it's very hard to figure out exactly what is truth and what isn't. That's just the way it is. I guess that's part of the fun. It makes life more interesting, I guess. Let's keep on reading, and I should say that this homepage is all written by the president of the Incare Cusco Institute. His name is Terry Hamin. So these are all his words taken right from the homepage of this Alien Project website. It goes on to say, the case of the Nazca mummies. Thanks to the broadcasting of our web videos, this incredible story of Nazca mummies is now at the heart of the world's attention and can no longer be smothered. That was one of our first goals, the genesis. Since the end of 2016, my team and I are conducting the investigation supported by an international experts network. This is probably the most incredible story that ever happened to us in 20 years researching in Peru. But is it true? This nagging question has been tumbling around my brain since that day of October 2016 when I opened the door to a certain Luis Quispe, a.k.a. Paul R., holder of an incredible secret. I will never forget the stupefied look of my two fellow travelers, Jose Casafranca and Edward Valenzuela Gill when Paul first revealed this small humanoid body 25 centimeters long. This mummified head and this gigantic hand consisting of three fingers with six phalanxes and provided with metallic implants. A community support. Against the winds and tides, we investigated at the heart of the case. Thanks to quote-unquote Mario, the leader of the Huaqueros, at the origin of this discovery. For months, we moved heaven and earth trying to save some of the rich biological material found in this mysterious site, hidden somewhere a few hundred meters from the famous giant figures of Nazca. With patience, we have managed over time to gain the confidence of quote-unquote Mario. A frank and friendly relationship has even gradually been woven between us. Thanks to this privileged relationship, we have been able to study many of the mysterious bodies found by him and his companions in the Nazca Desert. The Nazca Case at the Congress of the Republic of Peru, November 19, 2018, at the initiative of the Peruvian Congressman Armando Villanueva Mercado, the INCARE Cusco Institute and its partners finally presented the almost definitive results of the different analysis performed on the Nazca mummies since the previous year. The verdict has fallen. These bodies are authentic. The countless examinations performed on the entities by a multitude of international specialists, X-rays, scanners, DNA and radiocarbon C14 analysis carried out in 10 countries across the world showed that they are entities which really lived on Earth for a long time of mankind history. And despite the critics of skeptics, no evidence of fraud has yet been established. Since the Nazca conference on last November 9, 2018, the arguments of the detractors of this incredible case literally flew into pieces. Because, as a matter of fact, the hypothesis of an arrangement with other species already known, human or animal, would imply the presence of traces, lesions, scars, etc. What devices or surgical tools could have been used in such a subtle way that our modern scanners would not detect any trace left on these bodies? It would imply an incompatible level of technology and knowledge with respect to the antiquity of these biological entities, as well as methods not even available nowadays. That would also suppose the existence of biotechnology laboratories at the cutting edge of research in the Nazca Desert almost 2,000 years ago. Absurd and inconsistent with the scientific evidence presented in 2018 by the INCARE Cusco Institute and its partners. The implications of such news at all levels of society are great, but are we ready to receive that information? Beyond the reasonable, my companions and I took our responsibilities, and we do not regret anything. It was a matter of consciousness. Every citizen of the world should feel concerned by what takes place at present to Nazca. It is the whole human history that it will be necessary to rewrite. Pretty interesting stuff, I think so. Let's keep going here. The next tab on the webpage is chronology. So, end of 2015. At the end of 2015, discovery of the site in the Nazca Palpa area by grave robbers or Huaqueros. October through December 2016, first meeting at the INCARE Cusco Institute with a certain Luis Quispe, alias Paul R., a contact of said grave robbers. Several meetings between Terry Jamin, Jose Casafranca Montes, and quote-unquote Paul allow to learn more about the Huaqueros and the circumstances of the discovery of the site. At the same time, Terry Jamin and the INCARE Cusco Institute team took the opportunity to study the biological material recovered by Paul. January 10, 2017, Terry Hyamin sends a letter to the Peruvian Ministry of Culture to let him know about the case and requests the quick intervention of his services to avoid a possible destruction of archaeological sites in the Nazca area. January 2017, Terry Hyamin and his team set off to Nazca in order to identify and meet the grave robbers. End of January 2017, Terry Hyamin, Jose Casafranca Montes, and Edward Valenzuela Gill of the Incare Cusco Institute meet the leader of the Huaqueros, quote-unquote Mario, for the first time in a hotel in La Paz, Bolivia. February 4, 2017, two mummified heads, little gray type, are recovered by the Incare Cusco Institute team, as well as three-fingered mummified hands. February 7, 2017, Terry Hyamin and Elaine Bonnet start a crowdfunding to finance DNA and carbon-14 analysis of recovered biological entities. They reached their crowdfunding goals by March 12, 2017, and they exceeded the initial project by 136%. March 13th through 15th, 2017, the Incare Cusco Institute recovers the first 60-centimeter long complete body, quote-unquote small gray type, quickly named Alberto. Then, analysis and x-rays of this new biological entity. April 2nd, 2017, the Incare Cusco Institute recovers a second small gray-type mummified body, nicknamed Josefina. Four brains and several objects made of metal, stone, and bone. April 3, 2017, first samples collection of different mummified bodies and sends to several laboratories located in various countries. April 23, 2017, Jaime Maussan's first trip to Cusco. He is a Mexican journalist. He was at the hearing, and a lot of people say he's a hoaxer and that he's been involved in other things that have been proven a hoax too. This is me going off script. This isn't from the website, but this is what I've been reading since the hearing the other day. I don't know this guy. I've never heard of him before. I'm not saying this. This is what other people are saying. So let's keep reading here. So this Jaime Maussan first trip to Cusco with Dr. Jose Jesus Zalque Benitez, Medical Chief Officer of the Mexican Navy, Mexican biologist Dr. Jose de la Cruz Rios Lopez, and Dr. Constantine G. Korotov, PhD Professor of Medicine at the St. Petersburg Federal University in Russia. I have also seen people on the internet, on Twitter, on X, UFO Twitter, complain about that link to Russia, St. Petersburg, this doctor here involved with this whole thing. And some people believe that, you know, Russia is trying to sow dissent in the West and get everybody all confused and riled up. And this is part of it. I don't know. Let's keep reading. April 25th, 2017, Jaime Maussan and two American TV channels come with Terry Hyamin and the Incare Cusco Institute team to meet Mario in Palpa. Mario reveals to the Incare Cusco team an exceptional biological hybrid type entity nicknamed Maria. The Incare Cusco Institute team manages to convince Mario to lend them Maria to carry out the first clinical analysis of the relic, as well as x-rays and CAT scans. May 2, 2017, x-rays of Maria and Josefina in the presence of Jaime Maussan's team and two North American TV channels. Discovery of three eggs in Josefina's abdomen. May 9, 2017, first CT scan of Josefina, Alberto, and Maria. May 19th through 20th, 2017, the Incare Cusco Institute team recovers a new biological gray-type entity nicknamed Victoria. July 9, 2017, examination of the hybrid body Wawita, which means baby, in an ancient Andean language still in use called Quechua. July 11, 2017, the Incare Cusco Institute, in association with the private American TV channel Gaia, the Mexican journalist Jaime Maussan, and the Peruvian journalist Joyce Mantilla, organizes for the first time a press conference in Lima, Peru, to present the first conclusions of the laboratory analysis, the X-rays, scanners, DNA, C14, etc., of these entities studied, and the first conclusions of the scientists having worked directly on the biological material. These conclusions can be summarized in 3 points. 1. It is biological material. 2. The material is old. Very old. 3. No evidence of flagrant fraud has yet been found. August 4th, 2017, Terry Yamin's team manages to study 3 new quote-unquote small gray type specimens, baptized the family. Examination and x-rays of 3 new small gray type biological entities. November 25th, 2017. The Incare Cusco Institute team manages to recover and study a new gray type specimen, as well as 2 new small gray type mummified heads and a 38 centimeter long 3-fingered hand. November 29, 2017, X-rays of new biological material recovered with Dr. Edson Salazar. End of December 2017, DNA analysis, C14 analysis, etc. of biological material and analysis of non-biological materials continue. July 11, 2018, Congressman of Peru Armando Villanueva Mercado introduces a bill for the declaration of historical and cultural interest and the study of Nazca's humanoid mummies. August 7, 2018, realization of CT scans HD on Maria, Josefina, and Wawita. And there's some pretty awesome pictures and videos on this website. Definitely check it out for yourself. A lot of it is in Spanish, but a lot of it is also translated. So all the results from all the tests have been translated, so you can check those out too. I'll post the links. July 30th, 2019, examination of the molecular composition of different samples as part of the Alien Project. 5 samples of different parts of the body of mummies found on the site of Nazca, Peru, were sent to Professor Olivier Sire, expert at the Reims Court of Appeal in physico-chemical and biological analyses and agro-food industries, for examination of their molecular composition by mid-infrared spectroscopy. This technique makes it possible to identify the biochemical composition of any sample made of organic matter. The analysis was conducted at the Dupuy du Lhomme Research Institute in France. I gotta say, for an elaborate hoax, there's a lot of data involved and a lot of people involved at different places from France and different universities. Definitely kudos to the Huaqueros and Mario, the ancient treasure hunters, and probably this Jaime Maussan guy for putting this whole thing together and actually getting tissues sent out and actually getting responses and not laughed out of the building by these other scientists and universities that are studying these tissue samples and stuff. You definitely got to check out all these pictures and these videos they have, because they look pretty cool. And if you watch the hearing, the congressional hearing that was the other day, and they bring the boxes out and you see these little alien things. They actually look pretty silly, but on this website, it's actually kind of cool. So if you're looking to go a little deeper, definitely check this page out. So moving forward, there's a lot of dates here with presentations they did and how they unveiled them to the general public. And then also the Ministry of Culture made an attempt to recover the mummies, but the people in charge of them refused to hand them over, and they held strong, and there were some lawsuits. But here we are now in September of 2023, and two of these mummies were presented to the Congress of Mexico. And there's a lot of data on this webpage and a lot of data that was presented. So I'm going to switch to a place where all this data was consolidated, is consolidated, and read through all the different data points. This journalist, Clint Elric, I'm not quite familiar with him or anything, but he did put together a bunch of data points because he says that he has contacts and reports from an international team of scientists, and he says that these aliens are real, that these international team of scientists say that the aliens are real. So I'm going to read what he put in this thread. He says, the alien specimens were found in a mine in Peru. Radiocarbon dating indicates they are at least 1,000 years old, but evidence presented to the Congress of Peru goes much further than that. Sophisticated DNA was performed on the alien specimens by an international consortium. The results were presented by geneticist Salvador Angel Romero, who was trained at UNAM, Mexico's equivalent of MIT. Dr. Romero and his colleagues compared DNA samples from the aliens to an NCIB database of known DNA sequences on Earth. 70% of the DNA sequences identified were completely unknown. They had never been before seen in any living organism on Earth. A forensic pathologist, Jose de Jesus Zalque Benitez, investigated whether the specimens could be a hoax. He found no evidence that the specimens had been artificially reconstructed. The body developed naturally as a single organism with functional anatomy. Dr. Benitez drew attention to the natural displacement of vertebrae in a pregnant specimen with eggs. He said this is a normal physiological response to gestation. It would be difficult to reproduce in such a harmonious way. Dr. Benitez also flagged deterioration visible at the intersection of the alien's femur and ilium. He said an artist making a fake would not replicate this natural wear and tear from bipedal locomotion. It is a consequence of the alien's existence. It was alive. The sophisticated anatomy of the alien's three-fingered hand also convinced Dr. Benitez this was not a hoax. They have joint capsules, tendons, and ligaments. It would be almost impossible to artificially replicate, he said. These findings were corroborated by a team from St. Petersburg Medical University, the number 3 medical school in Russia. They were represented in Peru by Professor Dmitry Galetsky. Professor Galetsky identified numerous physiological differences that confirmed these specimens were not human. Their anatomy is completely different from anything found on Earth. They have a fused clavicle and an undivided vertebrae, completely unlike humans. Second, Professor Galetsky noted that the structure of the arms and legs is distinct. Our arms are separated by the radius and the ulna, and our legs by the tibia and fibula. In the aliens, these were each a single solid bone. Third, Professor Galetsky observed a unique characteristic in the area where the vertebral column meets the skull. In humans, all other mammals, this atlas is round. In the aliens, it is completely square. Professor Galetsky noted that the aliens appear to lack nasal cavities. This suggests that their anatomy does not require them to warm the air that is entering the body. Shockingly, the spinal cord of the aliens does not pass through their vertebrae. Professor Galetsky hypothesized that it may pass through a tract behind the vertebrae. This is completely unlike the human spine. The alien foot was also completely unlike that of humans. Instead of being formed of many small bones, it is a single bone with a cavity in the center. Dr. Galetsky and his colleagues imaged the eggs embedded in one alien specimen. They were able to identify embryos forming inside the eggs, equivalent in maturity to an 8-week-old human. The development of the heart and brains was visible in the alien embryos. The findings of the Russian team were independently corroborated by Mexican biologist Jose de la Cruz Rios Lopez. He determined that the specimens were humanoid reptiles. They have no hair, no nipples, and their skin is covered in scales. Dr. Lopez reported that the shriveled up brain and other organs are still visible inside the alien specimen. It's a very large brain, he observed. Based on the size of the brain, Dr. Lopez was able to refute claims that the alien skull could be that of a terrestrial mammal, such as a dog or cat. There is no possibility this skull to be a quadrupedal mammalian animal, he said. The specimen has no chewing system. Imaging performed by Dr. Lopez indicated that the alien appeared to live on an exclusively liquid diet. It would suck in fluids and absorb them without the need for teeth. Dr. Lopez identified furcula in the alien specimens, the fusion of the clavicles. This is a characteristic that has previously only been observed in extinct dinosaurs. No living species on Earth is known to have this anatomical structure. Dr. Lopez categorically rejected the claim that these could be mammal bones mounted together. He pointed out the presence of hollow, bird-like cavities inside the bone structure. Obviously, this type of feature in these bones is impossible to find in any mammal, he said. Dr. Lopez also rejected claims that the bones had been artificially modified. He claimed that this explanation was ruled out by imaging. It is clear that absolutely no addition has been done to these bodies, and the scientific evidence is shown on these scanners, he said. And the last tweet in this thread by journalist Clint Elric says, "Are these alien specimens real? I don't think we can conclude that yet. It's an extraordinary claim that requires truly extraordinary evidence. What we urgently need is further scientific investigation." And I agree with that 100%. There's a lot of documentation, a lot of lab studies. They sent these samples out to a lot of different people. You would think if they were completely fake, then they would be laughed out of the building and be like, "Don't send us anything. You're wasting our time. We're busy." But they could be put together very elaborately from pieces of humans and other animals. But that Russian doctor, he seemed to not think so. But let's take a listen to this clip. I can't find the whole video. I'm on a hunt for it, if anybody knows where it's from. But this is one that's going around to debunk these mummies that were shown in Mexico the other day. And the other thing people are saying to debunk it is that they just look fake. And that's all they got. They just look fake. Maybe they are fake. Or maybe they're real because they look so fake. That's what Elon Musk said about that stupid fucking Tesla that they supposedly launched into outer space. Yeah, so that's all they really have is that they look fake. And this video clip right here. So take a listen.
So what do we see? Same stuff. A hodgepodge of human and animal bones. Here's a mummy named Josephine. A real beauty. Instead of humeri, she sports femurs, or thigh bones. Her legs are even more baffling. One of the thigh bones is actually a femur, only facing the wrong way around, while the other one is a tibia. And they are completely mismatched, with the hip bone, there's no joint there at all. The poor humanoid wouldn't have made a single step. Some of the bones are simply chopped off. Note this asymmetry here. The fingers are a total mess too. The first pseudophalanges are facing in different directions on her left and right hands, with the white part facing up or down. Well, they just forgot to turn them the right way. Stuff happens. And look at this alien head. French paleontologist Julien Benoit thinks that those who crafted the small humanoid mummies used skulls of some small mammals for their heads, such as a llama or alpaca. Comparison shows that the reptiloid's cranial cavity fits perfectly the cranial cavity of a llama. The location of the olfactory bulbs, the inner ear, the brain hemispheres, and the cerebellum precisely matches those in a llama skull. The whole facial part of the skull was broken off, leaving only the brain case. The skull was then rotated, so its back part faces forward. The reptiloid's face is actually the back of the poor llama's head.
All right, so there you have it. That guy there thinks they just used bones and flipped them around and took bones from different mammals, a lemur, and all that shit to make these mummies. And there's a whole team of people sending this shit out to different universities and different testing labs, and they're coming back with some documentation. So take it for what you want. I don't know. It's all very interesting. And like I said earlier, I'm going to post about the alien that was found in Serbia a few years ago that was also labeled a hoax, but they look so similar. Very interesting. Check that out too. I'm going to post all the links so you all can check it out. Do your own digging if you want to, if you want to expand on what I've been diving into. Also look into the ant people in South America, that's been documented by some ancient civilizations. When there's been cataclysms, these small little creatures come out of the underground and lead some of the people to safety. So these things are very small looking, some of them. But their heads look a little bit like ET too, so I don't fucking know. And they did say that the heads might retract. That's definitely like ET. I don't know. It's all fun to think about and to talk about. So I'm glad you came along with me on this journey. As always, if you want to reach out, you can email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter/X @BraveNWOPodcast. Share this with your friends, your family, anybody that will listen to you. You stop at a light, red light, somebody next to you with the window down. Tell them about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth the Atlantean and how they can listen to all of them on the Brave New World Order podcast. Or if they want to dive into the Alien Project or the Gods of Eden or any of the other wild shit that I talk about, share it with anybody who will listen. I thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this journey. Like I always say, that's what it is, because I don't know what's going on out there. But things are interesting. They are getting very interesting. I think the next year is gonna be wild. So I hope everybody is doing the things that make you feel good out there. Staying positive. Spending time with your friends and your loved ones. Your mom. Whoever. Your dad. Just being cool out there. Because things might get tough. And we have to be solid. We can't fucking lose our cool. And just crumble into ourselves when things get tough. So I hope that you're staying positive. I hope that you question everything. And I hope that you think for yourselves. And you don't outsource your mind to all this bullshit and propaganda that's out there. Don't let them tell you how and what to think about everything. Be your own person. And I will see you soon. Thank you so much. Much love. Peace out.